Let's hear from Dr. Karabekir Akoyunlu, who lectures on Turkey at London's School of Oriental and African Studies. I asked him about the volume of trade between the two countries.
Turkey is the major exporter in this relationship. It's about 3/4 of the trade between the two countries is Turkish exports to Israel. Then Israel exports about 1/4 of the trade. So Turkey is the big partner here. It is the top 5 trade partner of Israel. But Israel is also important for Turkey in terms of its trade relations.
So by severing or suspending trade, who's going to be hurt most?
I think both sides are going to be hurt. Israel is going to be hurt particularly because it's been importing almost all of its cement from Turkey, and a significant part of its steel, about 65% of its steel, is coming from Turkey. These are critical imports that it's going to have to find other sources for. However, it's also going to have an impact on Turkey because Turkey is an export-driven economy that is in the midst of a long-term economic crisis, and increasing trade with regional partners, including Israel, was one of the priorities of the government over the last few years. And in fact, shortly before October 7th, in September 2023, there was a meeting between President Erdogan and Prime Minister Netanyahu, and one of the key points was to increase trade relationship, economic relationship between the two countries.
So you're saying that relations between the two countries were warming prior to October the 7th?
Yes, indeed. And that was part of the regional dynamic, if you will. This was happening at the backdrop of Saudi-Israeli bilateral talks or the prospect of a possible recognition of Israel by Saudi Arabia. That regional atmosphere had allowed Turkey to seek a rapprochement with Israel as well. And that was also driven by Turkey's own economic woes. Now, October 7th changed those dynamics regionally in a radical way. The Turkish government tried to ignore that. The Turkish government, in particular President Erdogan, really wanted to have his cake and eat it too. While he came forward as he did in over the past decade or so as the champion of Palestinian rights, slamming Israel in campaign rallies, he wanted to maintain business as usual in economic terms. And he was punished for this significantly during the last municipal elections, local elections in Turkey at the end of March.
You're saying that there is strong popular support in Turkey for Mr. Erdogan taking a tougher line with Israel.
There is a popular support for the Palestinian cause in Turkey across the political divide. Now, whether there is support for the policy that the Erdogan government is putting in place now is another matter. I think a lot of people will be seeing it as too late. However, of course, it's a major move because there was a significant damage done by the image of a government that speaks one thing and does completely the other thing in terms of its relationship with Israel.
It's interesting that the announcement today talks about a suspension of trade until there is a ceasefire in Gaza. And of course, that could happen very soon.
Yes. So the hope, I would assume, on the Turkish side and, of course, on the Israeli side is that this does not remain the state of affairs between the two countries for very long. On the one hand, that would work as a face-saving measure for President Erdogan and then hurting the Israeli government for a short period of time. But of course, that depends on what happens on the ground in Gaza. And at the moment, the relationship is hinging on those developments.
That was Dr. Karabekir Akoyunlu, who lectures on Turkey at London's School of Oriental and African Studies. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm